Syrian officials in Tehran, this time not for political or military cooperation, but for bolstering economic ties between the two countries. Visiting Minister of Economy and Foreign Trade of Syria, Mohammed Samer al-Khalil, expressed dismay over the low volume of bilateral trade between Syria and Iran.
Currently, the trade volume between Iran and Syria is as low as $200 to $300 million. It's not satisfactory because Iran can play a bigger role in the Syrian market.
In 2011, Iran and Syria signed a free trade agreement whose implementation was hampered due to the outbreak of a devastating war in the Arab country. Beside the staggering number of human losses, Syria's infrastructure has been severely damaged due to the eight-year conflict.
Now, with the due withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, Syrian officials say it's time to restore peace to the country through rebuilding the damaged infrastructure. Here in Tehran, Iran and Syria agreed to launch a joint chamber of commerce in the near future, which they say will boost Iran's already strong role in renovating the war-torn country.
The UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia has estimated the cost of Syria's reconstruction to be nearly $4 billion. Since 2 years ago, Iran has been conducting urban development projects in Syria, ranging from construction of roads to providing technical and engineering support.
Iranian companies can play an important role in reconstructing Syria. I should stress that Iranian firms are always prioritized over other companies in taking part in construction projects.
Iranian and Syrian officials signed an agreement dubbed Iran-Syria Cooperation Roadmap, which focuses on long-term economic, commercial, transportation, and industrial cooperation.
The agreement we signed today is of great significance for both countries. Iran and Syria have not had close trade ties. Now today's agreement sets the stage for economic cooperation, which can be beneficial for our country's private sector and would also lead to better peace in Syria.
Since the beginning of the Syrian conflict, Iran has been providing Damascus with political and military consultations. Now both Tehran and Damascus want the Islamic Republic to play its role in reconstructing Syria. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.